Can you believe it? Today is the day. It's Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. There's something about kind of just the special moments of Christmas. They are so wonderful. They're unlike any other time of year. And as a Midwestern man, I come from Chicago, and this snow outside, oh, I am in heaven with all of this snow. There's something about the snow that is just so wonder-filling and so joy-inspiring. Snow is just a visible reminder of God's grace covering the earth, that God covers all of our sin, that he is with us always. I love the snow. And here, you wait 5 minutes, and you don't even have to shovel it. It's just gone. It's fantastic. What better Christmas miracle than snow coming and disappearing all at the same time? It's absolutely fantastic. Now, I love Christmas, but I would wonder, I know there are some kids here and some kids at heart, how many of you have opened your Christmas presents already? By a show of hands. Okay, some of you, good. And how many of you are like so ready for me to get down so you can get home and open your presents right now? Still yet to open? Okay. And people not opening presents? Okay. So most of us have kind of opened presents, but now I want you to think about, can you remember, raise your hand if you can remember what you got last Christmas for as a present? A few. Okay, now how about 2 years ago? Man, some of you have steel trap memories. That's incredible. 3 years ago? Unbelievable. Okay, well, that didn't really fit exactly with what I was hoping, but how about this? Now, most of us, take just a moment and kind of pause for a second, and think about one of your absolute favorite Christmas presents. Now, that's a lot easier to remember, right? We can think of maybe it was a bike, or maybe it was a special vacation, or a special time that you got to share with a family or a loved one. Okay, now take another moment and just kind of sit for a second. Hi, bud. Water? Yeah, you can have some water. Think about a favorite Christmas memory. So think about a time that maybe you got to go sledding in the snow. Maybe it was just recently getting to go and enjoy this beautiful snow. Or maybe it's sitting and watching a Christmas movie with your family, a tradition that you do every year. Or maybe it was a special vacation you got to go to together as a group of people. Or maybe it was just that amazing moment when you got to be together and see the joy on the face of someone that you had just this gift that you knew they were going to love and you got to see them open it. Isn't that so cool that we can remember these things? That God has hardwired us with the ability to remember? And the coolest thing is right now, in this very moment, we are celebrating Christmas. Right now, in this moment, as we've been so excited that it's Christmas Day, and that we remember all of what has come before, and we remember our favorite Christmas presents and our favorite Christmas memories, and we anticipate getting to go from this place to be with our family and our friends and our loved ones, all of that together, right now, in this very moment, we are celebrating Christmas. We are truly celebrating Christmas right now. Because when we truly celebrate, when we truly engage in this season, and we truly celebrate Christmas, we remember the past, we rejoice in the present, and we anticipate the future. Celebration is all of those things wrapped up in one nice little bow together. But I have to be totally honest, I am sometimes, and maybe more often than sometimes, not that great at celebrating. I get really caught up in the busyness of the season, of the tasks, of the orders of things to do. I get really caught up with the work, and I kind of forget to celebrate. But there is good news for all of us that even when it is hard and when we are busy, we can still celebrate. Because for us to celebrate, I think all that it takes us to do is to just slow down for a moment. And to pay attention. To pay attention to these awesome kids as they're so excited to open presents. And getting to just take a moment and pay attention to the look on their face as they're so excited to open that gift that they've been waiting so long for. And when we pay attention to the looks and the smiles on the faces of our loved ones as we greet them at our door or are greeted by them at their door. Or as we simply slow down and pay attention to the snow as it falls gently to the earth. You see, to celebrate, we simply need to slow down and pay attention. to remember the past, to rejoice in the moment, and to anticipate the future. And so we're going to take just a moment to slow down, to pay attention, and remember the past, to rejoice in the moment, and to anticipate the future. Now, yesterday, we heard the Christmas story in a couple different ways, but we heard the whole Christmas story at both of our Christmas Eve services, and Pastor Ryan preached on Mary and Joseph and Jesus, that we have our true home in Jesus. And this is good news. This is what we celebrate on Christmas, that Jesus has created a home for us. And so today, we're going to continue to look at the shepherds as they show us how it is that we can celebrate. And so we're going to look at Luke 2 and finish out the story that Pastor Ryan started preaching on yesterday. It'll be on the screen, or you can follow along, or simply just close your eyes and listen. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen them, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is good news. This is news worth celebrating. And so we celebrate this news this morning. And first, we think about how the shepherds remembered the past. Now, that might not be immediately obvious. We might not fully understand how are they remembering the past. Well, I kind of did some digging a little bit into the shepherds. And I kind of first asked myself the question, well, why shepherds? Why would they come to shepherds? Now, there's a couple different opinions about shepherds, about maybe where their standing in society is. However, it's pretty universally believed that shepherds weren't exactly the highest class people. They didn't have super high standing in the community. They were humble and lowly. They were people that often didn't necessarily have a whole lot of means to have a home, and so they worked pretty constantly out in the fields. That was kind of their place to be. And so the reason, as we as readers now kind of removed from the actual story, when we read this, that the reason I think the shepherds are so important is it allows us to recognize that we are like the shepherds. We're everyday and ordinary people, and we get to receive the greatest news of all time. The reason I think that Jesus came and he spoke his message to the shepherds first is that we would maybe then identify that Jesus is speaking to us. This is good news for us. But then I did a little bit more digging and thinking about the shepherds, and I thought, you know what? Shepherds, they actually raise sheep. That might be pretty obvious, right? Shepherds, sheep, they go together pretty well. But I thought, okay, they raise sheep, but why are they raising sheep? Now, Scripture doesn't exactly give us a definitive answer of why they raise sheep, but one possibility, and I think this is a pretty poetic possibility that I trust God could do, is that shepherds, they were raising sheep to be used for the Passover celebration that was just a few miles away in Jerusalem. Now, what is the Passover celebration? The Passover celebration is a celebration remembering God's faithfulness to his people Israel as they would sacrifice this unblemished lamb to say, "Thank you, God, for rescuing us from captivity in Egypt as you passed over us." I thought, man, that's so fascinating that these shepherds raising sheep might actually be raising an animal that's a central element of remembering their past, of remembering God's faithfulness. That's an unbelievably cool tie that I think God is weaving together in his Christmas narrative. It's amazing to think that these shepherds remember their past. If they're bringing, it took 30,000 sheep at Passover to celebrate this gift, to celebrate that God has been faithful. And so these shepherds, they might know that context. They might be in a place to understand this past, because the past of these people, of God's people, of their life, it informs their present reality. Our past informs our present reality and how we choose to celebrate. Now, these shepherds, whatever the case may be, were humble and lowly people, and so they probably didn't have the easiest life. And so their past informs their present reality, both the past of remembering God's faithfulness, but also remembering God's remembering their hardships. And so their past speaks to the rejoicing they do in the moment. And think about that. We do that with Christmas, right? Bjorn is 2 years old, almost, and so he had his first Christmas last year. It was great, but he had no context for Christmas. He had no idea that why we open presents or why we celebrate. He's not even two, so he still doesn't quite get it this year, but he gets a lot more understanding. He remembers last Christmas, and I've been told as a parent that the older they get, the more fun it gets, because they keep remembering. They have these past experiences, these contexts, to build on their present celebration. And so when we celebrate, we remember the past. And that allows us to then enter in and rejoice in the moment. And the shepherds, they have absolute, absolute reason to celebrate. The angels declare to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Good news that will cause great joy. Rejoicing in the moment for all people." This good news, the proclamation of Jesus as Savior, is for all people. That is news worth celebrating. It's for all of us. It's for all of the people we love and all of the people we maybe don't love. It's for all of the people we love celebrating Christmas with and all of the people who are like, "Man, I really don't want to go to that party this afternoon." It's for everybody. The good news of Jesus is for everybody. And the really beautiful part that Jesus speaks in his words as God's word to us is that it says then, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." The word that's used there, "to you," literally, the angels are speaking to the shepherds. This is a very personal message for these people. And so as we identify with these everyday, normal people, Jesus is speaking to you. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." This is news worth celebrating. And so what do the shepherds do? They hurry off. They can't wait. They have to go see what the angels have said. And so they hurry off and they find Jesus just as it was told. God is proven faithful again. Not only has he been faithful in the past, he's been proven faithful in the moment. And so what do? They go and tell people. That's what we do, right? When we get our favorite Christmas present, we have to tell people about it. Have you seen how cool this thing is? We want to tell good news. When we get good news, when we hear of a pregnancy or we hear of an awesome accomplishment, we want to celebrate that by telling people about that. I love that this morning that we are wearing these light bulbs as a visible reminder to tell people, to say that we're going to light up our valley with the love and light of Jesus. This is a visible reminder for us to tell people about the good news that Jesus came for them and for us. This is news worth celebrating. And then it says that they returned rejoicing, praising, and glorifying God. We worship God when we hear these good news proclamations. And so the shepherds, they remember the past. Their past informs their present reality, and in the present, they cannot help but celebrate and rejoice in the present, because this is good news for them and for all people. And so then they anticipate the future. Now, this is, again, maybe not at first glance fully understandable, but the words that they say there is, it says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Those three titles, Savior, Messiah, and Lord, are not used together anywhere else in Scripture. This is a specific and important message. And some of the readers or some of the hearers of this good news that the shepherds have proclaimed, or maybe even some of the shepherds themselves, would have had this long expectation, this long anticipation of a coming Savior. And now it has been proclaimed that he is here. He's here in the flesh. We can see him face to face. And so when the shepherds go and they see baby Jesus, they have all these expectations, but they cannot possibly know all that Jesus will accomplish. They cannot possibly know that he is the good shepherd that says all of us are his sheep under his fold, that he calls all of us back home. They cannot possibly know that as they're raising these sheep, he is the true Passover lamb who will die on the cross for everyone. They cannot possibly know how impactful this word made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, would completely change everything. And so they just anticipate the future. When they hear these words, Christ and Messiah and Lord, they anticipate the future of what this might look like. And we know the end of the story. Jesus turns everything on its head. He sits with the lowly and the oppressed. He sees the foreigner and the outsider. He isn't the kind of king and savior and Lord they were expecting, but he is the true king, and he is the king that we need. And so when we celebrate, we anticipate the future. We look forward to what is to come. That's also true with Christmas, right? When you open a gift, the reason you're so excited isn't because, oh, great, now I have it. It's what you're going to do with it. It's what you anticipate with that celebration. Because in true celebration, we remember the past because it informs our present reality. And so we choose to rejoice in the moment and then anticipate the future. All of that wrapped together is celebrating Christmas. This is much like Charles Dickens' famous tale, A Christmas Carol. As Ebenezer Scrooge is visited by the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future, he is reminded that he cannot change his past. But his past informs his present reality. And in that present moment, he can choose how he will allow his future to be formed, whether he'll continue in his old ways or move forward in joy and in celebration. And so I want to invite us today on Christmas to truly celebrate, to truly celebrate Christmas, to simply slow down and to pay attention, to remember our past. Perhaps today when you sit around with family and friends over a wonderful meal or some delicious hot cocoa or good Christmas cookies, to maybe remember some amazing Christmas memories that you have together. And maybe to remember some loved ones that you've gotten to celebrate with in this season. And to remember God's faithfulness to you in the past. And then to take moments today to simply slow down and pay attention to the utter joy that is today. If you have kids in your home, just pay attention to their joy and how happy they are. And perhaps if you don't, maybe as you're out and about looking for the smiles and the Christmas cheer that we can spread for everyone. And then to anticipate the future, to perhaps see today not as the ending of our Christmas celebration, but the beginning, that we would anticipate how we celebrate for the future, that we would spread the light of Jesus to the world, that we would anticipate illuminating our life with the love and hope and peace and joy of Jesus Christ. This is good news. This is news worth celebrating. Would you pray with me? Jesus, we come to you today so, so very grateful. Grateful that you came and put on flesh and that you are for everyone. God, that this good news was for all people to cause great joy. So as we go today, God, may we be filled with great joy at the reality that you are here and that you are present and that you have called us to be at home with you. May you give us moments of slowing down and paying attention that we could truly celebrate by remembering our past, rejoicing in the moment, and anticipating the future of the goodness and grace that you have promised to cover over everything for us. May we truly celebrate Christmas today. We pray this in the loving name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.